The ascending close. Very, very powerful close. It's called the part-by-part close or the automatic close. And what it requires is a series of questions, each one which leads into the other, and each one requiring a yes answer. The Encyclopedia sales presentation is one of the most brilliant ascending closes ever designed. Now, I've never sold encyclopedias, but some people have. And they spent $250,000 developing that presentation. It has 42 questions, and every question is answered yes. And the questions start off from the most general to the most specific, but each one more narrowly qualifies the prospect as being interested and capable of buying. For instance, they'll come up to a house, and the first question they ask, they knock on the door, the person answers, they say, "Hi, do you live here?" "Yes." Very good question, isn't it? Because if the person is just visiting, there's no point in starting a presentation. Then the second thing they say is, "We're doing an educational survey in this neighborhood. May I ask your opinion on a couple of questions?" People love to give their opinion. They say, "Well, sure, shoot, go ahead." That's the second yes. Then they say, "Do you believe in the value of higher education?" Now, anybody except a fool says yes. So they say yes, and that's the third yes. They say, "If a company were to want to place a free set of encyclopedias in your living room, would you have any interest in doing that as a public relations gesture or something like that?" And the person hears the word, that magic word, free, free, free. They say, "Well, yeah, I might be interested in doing that if it was free." They say, "Okay," and they write that down, yes. They say, "Well, could I come in and let me show you just exactly what we would be placing in your living room?" And they say, we don't sell these encyclopedias. What we do is we like to place them in your living room so that when your neighbors come around and see these encyclopedias, and all we'd ask is that if they asked you where you got them, you tell them you got them from us and that refer them to us so that we could come by and show them the encyclopedias for their houses." He says, "Well, that's fair enough. If anybody asks me, I'll tell them where I got them, sure." He will say, "Fine, thank you very much." And that's another yes, and it goes on and on. Pretty soon, the person has bought $1,500 worth of encyclopedias. They paid $500 down. They signed up for the yearbook for 10 years. They've got a globe. They've got a bookcase. They've got sports encyclopedias, children's encyclopedias. They've got nature encyclopedias, science encyclopedias. And the guy has said yes so many times that he looks like one of those little dogs in the back windows of the cars saying yes, yes. And he goes home and he leads the salesperson to the door, and the salesperson's smiling, and he's saying yes, yes, yes. And he says yes, yes. And he waves goodbye, yes, yes. And the person is out of sight, and he's still saying yes. He's nodding like that for about the next 2 or 3 hours before he realizes that he's just bought $1,500 worth of books. It's one of the most powerful presentations because of the suggestive power of an affirmative answer. If you can ask a series of yes questions, and the ideal number is six. There seems to be a law of six in selling, a law of six in promotion, a law of six in objections, a law of six. If you can ask six yes questions at the beginning of your presentation, it's very, very hard thereafter for the person to say no. If you can ask six yes questions that are yes to the benefits that your product or service offers, and the person says, "Would you be interested in this?" "Yes." "Are you interested in saving money?" "Yes." "Are you interested in higher profits?" "Yes." "Are you interested in decreasing your costs?" "Yes." "Are you interested in more efficient methods?" "Yes." If the person will say, same question, you see, phrased six different ways. If the person says yes six times, from then on, they're into yes. If you like, they're stuck like in a broken record. It takes a lot of silly questions on your part to get them to say no. So ask them six yes questions at the beginning of the presentation, and you will be astonished at how interested they are, because every time we ask a yes question, the person's desire goes up. Every yes increases desire, every no decreases desire. The difference is yes is like throwing fuel on the fire, and no is like throwing water on the fire. So every time you ask a yes question, the desire goes up. Every time you ask a no question, the desire goes down. So even with your positive questions, don't say, "You don't want to waste any more money on this than you possibly have to," referring to some other product. Don't get them to say no, because no sets them off in a different groove. Say, "You want to save as much money on this product as possible, don't you?" "Yes, yes, yes." And the ascending close is the most powerful that I've ever seen. Virtually all life insurance, all professional products, educational products, mutual funds, stock brokering services, banking services, and most every sophisticated company, right down to or up to and including vacuum cleaners, sells on the ascending close presentation. Starting from a logical point, you move through it. And a certain point, by the way, in an ascending close presentation, the person will say, I'll take them. How much are they? How much do they cost? How do I get them? Will you take a check? If you ask enough yes questions, the person finally reaches the point where they say, I'll take it. Let me give you a simple example of how that's true. Every time we say yes to a benefit, our desire to enjoy the product or service goes up. What if I were to describe a restaurant to you? I say, I'd like to tell you about a new restaurant I just went to. And you say, well, okay, sure, I'd like to hear about it. You say, now, if you're interested in going to this restaurant, you just let me know. But let me tell you some of the things about it. Well, first of all, it was started by a multimillionaire who likes to give food away. And there's not a dish in the restaurant for dinner or lunch that sells from over $5. There's over 300 different dishes, including cooking from six different lands, including prime rib and Chateaubriand and something like 26 different types of fresh seafood. Now, this person who owns this restaurant has done it in beautiful decor. It has waterfalls. It has beautiful waitresses running around. It has running water and waterfalls. It has plants and peacocks and parrots and birds and monkeys. It has a wine list of something like 250 different bottles of wine. Not one of them does he charge more than $3 a piece for. It's right in the center of town, and they have free valet parking. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a car, they'll send a car for you. Now, about at which point in this description are you going to say, okay, that's enough. Where is it? I want it. How do I get a reservation there? Somewhere around here, you're going to say, that's enough. I've heard enough. Isn't that right? When you're talking in terms of benefits of your product or service for somebody, and you're talking about them enthusiastically and logically and in articulate fashion, eventually it reaches the point, if this person is a prospect at all, where they say, well, wait a minute, how can I get this? And that's when you say, well, doggone it, and you go into your close. But the more logical the ascending close presentation, the faster you'll be able to sell.